Well, good morning. I mean, it's cold this morning. Yeah, I think a lot of us are a little bit chilly, a little under weather. We've got some not feeling too well today and still going through their COVID. Some people are staying home for that, and that's understandable. We just want to continue to pray and continue to worship God and take our opportunities we have and do that. We pray this week as the cold weather's upon us. It is January, and it's supposed to be cold weather, right? Even though if you move south, you might not experience as much of the cold as we do here. But here relatively, the last few years, our winters have not been typically too bad. So we'll embrace a few days of cold weather here. So it's nice and warm in here. The good Lord allowed us to have a great facility where we could have some heat and be able to join together this morning in this place here today. This morning, as we get ready to worship, I just pray that you just ask God to move in your life, move in your heart today, and allow him to speak to you through this time, in a time of our nation when we need to pray for a move of Christ, amen. In a time of not only the last few events that's happened in the last few days, but just in society in general, we need a move of Christ, and we need to be the church in the midst of these times today to allow people to see Jesus in their lives. And that's what we're going to talk about in a little bit this morning. We're going to sing some worship songs here today. I know I've been contacted by several families this week who are just going through a lot and they're not going to get out for a few days, and that's understandable. We want to continue to pray for them and allow God to move in their life in the next few days. So this morning, as I pray, you pray along with me with a request you have on your life. I know most people have prayer requests. Anybody got a prayer request on their heart this morning of some family issues and things going through their life? As I pray, you pray for that. We pray that the good Lord just blesses us this morning. Amen. And speaks to our hearts today. And listen, we all come from different needs and different situations of our life today. And I truly believe that God has something for us every time we open up his word. And I pray that he speaks that to your heart today. So let's pray together this morning. Father, we come to you in this time, in this moment today. This is your Lord's day. This is a day, Father, we come into your house here this morning. Father, different things going on in different people's lives. Father, some of you are choosing to stay away for just a few weeks. Father, the things kind of go different or maybe a little bit different direction in their lives. Father, we pray for those this morning, Father, who are facing the COVID issues and those close contacts or even affected with it themselves. And Father, we pray that you strengthen them. Father, we pray that you put your air in their lungs today, Father, as they watch online, maybe our service here, another service somewhere else, Father, that they will be obedient and, Father, receive something from you today. Now, Father, as the ones that are here joining in their sanctuary this morning, Father, pray that you stir their hearts today. Father, you show each and every one of us what has our name on it today as we open up your scripture or maybe through a song this morning. Father, that we won't only just hear it and, Father, just look at it on maybe on the screen or in the Bible. Father, we'll live it out. Father, we impart those words into our lives. And Father, we, in the midst of these times where of a lot of uncertainty in our world and our workplaces today, Father, we will be the Christians. We will be the followers of Jesus, Father, you've called us to be. You know, Father, every day is a new day, an opportunity, and this is a new day for us. This is your day. Father, we join in the place together. Let us sing to the King today. And let us worship you in spirit and truth today, Father. And when you stir our hearts, Father, we won't just say, oh, that's it. Or we'll act on it. We'll live it out in a way that will present the gospel to somebody's life, maybe even before the end of the day. Father, in your name we pray. Amen. Miss Ricky.
Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you, Brother Malin, for that prayer. Bring us into the presence of God. As we worship this day, this morning, I've been reading in Hebrews chapter 10, and we need to remind ourselves constantly about how we can't even come in before the presence of God. And listen to Hebrews chapter 10. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way open for us through the curtain that is his body. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and loving our bodies, living our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hope unswervingly to the hope we profess, For he who promised is faithful, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward the love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And the main part of that is, you know, Jesus made the way for us to come into the presence of God. And we must never forget that. Thank him for the blood, the sacrifice that he did for us. You know, it's not by singing a call to worship or a praise song or anything. It's the blood of Jesus that we're able to even come into the presence of God. So this morning, let's all stand. We're going to sing hymn number 5, How Great is Our God. And let's worship him and thank him for the blood that we can even come before his presence.
How great is our God.
Honor and glory.
Yes, He is. He is worthy of our worship. And hymn number 112, Grace Alone. Apostle Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Let's worship Him to sing Grace Alone.
Drink of the water, come and thirst no more. you sinners, come find his mercy. Come to the table, he will satisfy. Taste of his goodness, find what you're looking for. For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. All your failures, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting there with open arms. For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. The power of hell forever defeated. Now it is well, I'm walking in freedom. For God so loved the world. Praise God. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, for the wonders of His love. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him for the wonders of His love. For God so loved the world that He gave us His one and only Son to save us. For God so loved the world that He gave us His one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. The power of hell forever defeated. Now it is well, I'm walking in freedom. For God so loved the world. Bring all your failures, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting, God so loved the world.
Let's pray together. Father, this is a day, Father, that we get to come in a week's time, Father, just to come in and join together in corporate worship. Father, whether that's the ones that are in person here today or the ones that are listening online or the ones that may watch later on this week, Father, we can come in and we can sing songs and we can sing songs together like Grace Alone. Father, your grace is sufficient. And Father, then we can hear songs that God so loved the world. Father, John 3:16 is a verse that most people know or know of, even unbelievers know it. This is, for God so loved the world that he gave. In the times we live in today, Father, I believe that the given part of that is, Father, what us as believers need to step up and do. Father, you gave your one and only Son. So today, as we look at how we approach the things in society today, Father, we want to approach it with a loving, giving heart. Father, you have given us so much, and we have so much to give to others. Father, if we'll just be obedient to your word,
And Father, we'll carry it out the way that you want us to do. So this morning, Lord, no matter where we're at today in our lives, Father, we just want to depend on you. Father, no matter what we face tomorrow, what we face before we even get home today, we know that we have a God's grace is bigger than and more sufficient than anything we'll face. And that we know that your love is greater than anything that we'll ever face in the next few moments of the times in our lives. So today, Father, let us be a church that is awakening by your Spirit. Father, have the desire to love like you love. Have a desire to minister and to make a difference in other people's lives like you do, Father. Oh, Father, let us see things from your eyes. Let us hear things the way you hear things. And let us live it out. Let's live it out and make an impact on other people's lives the way that you have so graciously done for ours. So today, Father, as we open up your word, speak to our hearts today. Allow each and every one of us to carry something home here today that makes us understand more about who you are and understand more about the direction that you'd have us to go in this life. Oh, Father, when those opportunities come up, let us be the people you've called us to be. Father, it's in your mighty and holy name we pray. Father, we petition the throne of God today. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, guys, for being here today. We know lots going on in society today, but God is still good. Amen. And no matter what you hear today, God is still so good. I don't know about you, but the conversations that you run into today, not a lot of people are still saying that in a lot of ways. A lot of people about everything that's going wrong in the world today. Listen, but God is still so good. He's still so faithful to us in a lot of ways. So if you have your Bibles, look me in the book of Revelations chapter 14 this morning. Revelations 14. We're going to walk through a few verses here today. And listen, I know a lot of people in today's time, a lot of people saying, well, the Bible's been fulfilled. You know me, I've told you that. The Bible's been being fulfilled for a long time, ain't it? And it's still going to continue due to Jesus comes back or he calls us home. And even if he calls us home, it's still going to go. Even if you step out from this walks of life, you pass before Jesus comes back, his word is still going to be fulfilled. He's still going to go forward each and every day of our lives. So we see this morning, and listen, just for the last couple of weeks, just a lot's been going through my mind and a lot going on with what's going on in society today. Listen, you guys may disagree with a lot about what I say this morning, but in my spirit, in my walk of Christ, in my prayer time, and it's not really a burden, I don't want to say a burden, but it's just in my time that the church body needs to awake. They need to wake up. And we've been such a point in time in our life where we just got not really fell asleep at the wheel. That's not what I'm saying, or we're going to crash out or anything like that. I'm just saying there's such a stagnation within the body of believers today that we need to wake up, and we need to be the people that God's called us to be. Because listen, this, it could happen tomorrow. It could happen next week in our life that Jesus comes back. And listen, guys, you hear nothing else I say this morning. I want him to find us faithful. When Jesus comes back and gets his church, if he raptures us out, I want us to be found faithful. Listen, you guys at St. Joe, you guys lived in Lawrence County, you guys that served in the body of Christ, you were faithful to what God had given you, and you wouldn't have sleeping, so to speak, of the things around you. Here today, we can be in so many things, even in the midst of this thing, the pandemic and what's going on in the life of our around us today, we can still be the church. You know that? Come on now, I mean, even in the midst, as bad as it is, we can still be the church. With everything that's going on in society today, nobody said, hey, you can't be a Christian anymore, right? Has anybody heard that this week? Says, hey, this pandemic's bad, you can't be a believer in Jesus anymore. Anybody heard that? See, we got to see that in today's time, even as bad as it is, in the midst of that, we can still be the church. Why? Because Jesus is still in control. He hasn't quit. He hasn't said, okay, well, I'm going to take a year or two off since the pandemic. I'm going to wait for all this to happen. When it's over, I'll start being God again. But in a lot of ways, that's what we've done. We've put everything on hold saying, hey, after all this in a couple years now, maybe 20, right now we're on pace for 2027 for getting everything back to normal, right? Listen, normalcy in the body of Christ is serving every day and loving people every day like Jesus did. Listen, when he walked the face of the earth, he faced a lot of opposition, and he just kept going, and he kept going. He kept proceeding ahead in a lot of ways. And we see this morning, listen, the church is not a building, it's a body, right? And the church body is made up of a group of believers who love Jesus, who are following in His way. And listen, I pray that we head that way. Listen, it doesn't happen without God being your foundation, right? You think about this in life, it's foundation of God. Not standing on that great foundation of who He is. Even in the midst of uncertain times, we have been called to be those believers and be this, and then this point in time that God has put us in these ways. Listen, many people say in this time you can't serve. You're not serving. If you're not serving, you've chosen not to serve. Even in the midst of this, we can still keep serving. If you're not serving, you're not doing what God wants you to do, you've chosen not to do that. Listen, and that's our choice, and each and every day we get up. And listen, we all have to make choices. Anybody had to make a choice this week? And we all have to make choices whether we engage and we do these things. And listen, this is, it's getting near every day that God's going to call us home. I believe that. We're one day closer. How many is thankful for that? Amen. That we're one day closer to get to spend an eternity with Jesus. And listen, I'll tell you this, and it's hard today, the conversations that people have with things and you see today, it's harder to do that. But listen, no matter how hard it faces is, the end of our time is going to be better. Amen. The promises of God that He made us is going to be there one day, whether it comes quicker for us or He comes back and get us. But here's the thing that I want to kind of get to this morning. Even in the midst of this, He could come back tomorrow or He could be down the road. But like I said earlier, let's be found faithful. Let's be found faithful that we have done what God wanted us to do. And let's be the church. Guys, I think in 2021, we can be the church that God has called us to be. Not only in here, but outside of here, when we can really be the church and say, listen, in the midst of this, God still loves you, right? When is the last time? And listen, this is something I want you to pray about. I want you to pray about adopt an unchurched family. And what I mean by that is I want you to adopt an unchurched family that maybe live next to you down the road or wherever it is. And listen, and be an encouragement for that family in 2021. And listen, be important about what I'm about to say here. I'm not saying for them to come to St. Joe. I'm talking about for them to get plugged into the body of Christ somewhere. I want you to pray about that. And how many knows an unchurched family? Maybe lives close or around. Listen. You just pray for them and you encourage them. And you be that hands and feet for them in 2021. Can you do that? Can you just get that family and say, listen, I want to encourage you to get into a body of Christ somewhere and be that hands and feet from them. Just one family, right, that we can do in 2021 to be that encouragement to somebody saying, listen, there's a God that loves you in the midst of all this, and I want to be an encouragement to that. So see, that was something this week that God just kind of laid on my heart and says, listen, in the midst of that, we can be an encouragement to somebody. And we can do that in so many ways, but let's do that in a way that we are found faithful in Christ's eyes. Listen, church, I don't have to tell you this. Let's be the church because, listen, people need to know the truth about Jesus. Amen? People need to know the truth of who God is. Listen, I'm praying daily that we wake up as a church and as a church body and we live out the biblical truths. Not biblical opinions, not my opinions, but the truth of God's word. We live it out every day of our life. This morning we're going to walk through some scriptures here today. We're going to walk through these verses this morning. Listen, a lot of times we read it, but we don't receive what's in it for us. Just kind of read it and we go on and we don't receive what everything. And a lot of times, this is where I think we're at today. A lot of times we talk about it, but we don't live it out. I remember my parents telling me all the time, listen, you can talk all day, but that's probably not going to get done. Anybody heard this said that? I don't know many people want to build a house. Let's get all the material out there and they stand around and talk about it and how much gets done. If you don't pick those pieces up and start doing something, things don't get done sometimes. So let's look at the text this morning in John and Revelations. This we're going to see here in Revelations 14, verse 6. We're going to walk through the verses here today. I'm not going to read all of them like I usually do because I just want to kind of walk down through these together this morning. And it says this, and it says, "Then I saw another angel flying in midair." You remember, this is John, he's seeing all this and he's seeing what all is happening here. And he says, and he had the eternal gospel proclaiming to those who lived on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. As we see this morning, as we see all this happening, and he's seeing this as in the time here, it says some people believe this was the final time, the final people will recognize the one true God. How many true gods are there? How many died on the cross? How many was raised from the dead? So that makes one true God. And he says, listen, church, there is in everything going on, there is still good news to the people of the world. And his name is, come on now, there's one true thing. There's still good hope for people, and his name is, man, that is the hope. That is the name. And listen, I don't care if you got all these things going on in your life. There is one thing that's greater than anything, and his name is Jesus. That's the reason why we get up in the morning time. As a believer, that should drive you to get up and get your feet going in the morning, knowing that you have the opportunity to share the greatest gift ever with somebody's life. And you see here today, he goes and he think about these things. Listen, there is great news, because, listen, there is still time, ain't it? There's still great news for that unchurched family like I was talking about. There's still great news for that person who hadn't accepted Christ, because, listen, there's still time. There's still time for them to come to the saving knowledge of who Jesus is. And he goes on, and he goes on that verse. He says, every time, ladies and people, and he says this, and he said in a loud voice, right? Not just a soft voice, Brother Rick. He didn't whisper that. It was in a loud voice. And he said this in verse 7. He said in a loud voice, he said, fear God and give him glory. Fear God. I want you to take just a moment and you think about this. Church, where has the fear gone? Where is the fear? Where's the fear gone in people's eyes that God is still Almighty? Can you see that today in people's life, that people live bulletproof, like nothing's ever going to happen to them, that they're greater than all that? Listen, here, don't miss what I'm saying. We should live fearless lives, but we should remember who helps us defeat that fear. You think about it, in lifestyles today, we should do these things, but so many people live these lives, but we forget sometimes who conquers those fears, who helps us through these days. And a lot of times we don't watch it, we think we're doing everything on our own, right? So many times people today think they can just do it all on their own. Listen, can I tell you something? You can't do anything without him. We try, don't we? We try to do things on our own, listen, but without the absence of body, without Christ in our lives, it makes us not as effective as we need to be. Acts 4:24 says this. It says, when they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to the sovereign Lord. They said, you made the heavens and earth and everything in it. Listen, I do believe in that verse 7 where it says that voice. I think that's going to be a loud voice. I think it's going to be a voice that when you hear that speak, it's going to be something you're going to recognize. Listen, in church of this, and he goes on, and in that verse, it says, it's verse 7, it says, to fear God and to give glory to him. And he talks about this. Guys, why are we so quiet? Why are believers today, why are we so quiet? You remember when I was first become a Christian, you could go, and I know you can't go sit around at places now, but I used to love to go to the mall. Shelly used to go to the mall. I don't like the mall. I don't like any of that. But I would sit out in the middle of the mall with all the older people. And listen, I would just sit down. They were sitting on those chairs that they wouldn't ever put quarters on to get a massage. Y'all remember those? Sitting in the mall, and you know, you'd sit, they would always get those chairs, and I would sit there, and I always wonder why they sat there and never got a massage. I'm like, hey, but anyway, you sit there, and you know, these people would talk. And you would hear kind of different conversations, and it would be all over the thing. But listen, that they would talk about things, and things would be different points of view of like where you go to church at and where you go to church at. Listen, where are those conversations today? Where are those conversations that we're talking about the Jesus that we love, right? That hey, what's going on here at my church? What's going on at your church? What's the talk going on today, guys? When's the last time you sat down and engaged in a conversation about the gospel? I dare to say this week that it's been more about what's going on in the world than the gospel. Where are we engaging in that conversation that says, hey, man, as a church, and in the midst of that, when they have those conversations, listen, I know you're seeing everything in the world today, but there's a God greater than that. But we engage in all those other things, and we start to fill our lives with that stuff, and guess what starts coming out of the believers' lives? We start getting quiet about the truth. And we start engaging in all this other stuff in our lives. Listen, Revelation 15:4 says this, and it says, who will not fear you? It says, Lord, and bring glory to your name. It says, for you alone are holy. It says, all nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous act has been revealed. Listen, church, this morning I pray that you still fear God. I pray that fear hadn't left your life, that He is Alpha, Omega. He is the beginning and the end. I pray that that's fresh on your mind every day of your life. Listen, church, and He goes on in that verse. It says we need to give God glory. Who gives Him glory every day? Man, I'm so thankful that I have a God every day that I can get up, that I can face the things I got to have to face today and tomorrow. Everybody says, oh, man, 2021 is going to be better. It's going to be great. Every day is great as a believer in Jesus Christ. Not just some days. Every day is great, no matter how easy, how hard it is, how heartbreaking it is, how difficult it is. It's still a great day. Because no matter how that day turns out, I got a promise that I get to live forever with Jesus. And there's so many people today do not understand that promise. So we see today as we think about that, listen, judgment is coming. Church, not just for the unbelievers, but for the believers themselves. Everybody's going to have to face in that judgment. We're going to have to do that in a way that we got to give an answer for that, church. So it's time for us to wake up. It's definitely time for us to wake up. Look at the last part of verse 7, and then we'll go on to something else this morning. He goes on and he says this. He says, worship Him who made the heavens, right? I can see this, guys, in a day's time that we get to take those strolls with Jesus in heaven, right? Who's ready for that, amen? That we get to get up and we get to lead beside those still waters. We get to go around singing praise and worship songs all day long. Not just part of the time, not just when we want to. We're gonna want to get at it. And we're going to want to sing, and we're going to do these things because we're going to be in the presence of Jehovah God. Let me ask you something this morning, church. Is the Holy Spirit not with us all every day? So what's our mode of everyday life? Why engaging out and experiencing these things? It says in heaven, and we're going to do that. And he goes on and he says this, and the earth. What are you doing as a believer here expressing who Jesus is inside of you? Don't you think about that? Because as a Christian, we have Jesus living inside of us. How are we expressing the God that lives inside of us? Here on earth, will we face people with difficulties? How many knows a lost person, right? I mean, we could all raise our hand for that. We know lost people who are not engaging in church, not in a church body. Listen, as earth, what are we doing? He says, in the sea, in the springs, in the water. Listen, the Holy Spirit of God is with each and every one of us every day of our life. Another thing we see in verse number 8 is this, guys. It's time to wise up and realize we're living in a fallen world. It says this in verse 8. It says, the second angel followed and said, Fallen is Babylon, the great, it says, which had made all the nations drink of its mating wine and her adulteress. And then we think about that. And we think about what it means here to realize that we need to wake up and we need to wise up. Listen, this is the second angel starts shouting and says this. The Babylon was a city that was known for its immoral idol worship, right? That it was a center for that. And it was people would come and worship those idols there. And this was a terrible thing because it goes directly against God's word. Amen? He says, worship no other gods except... And you think about this today, as we see the day, same is true today. Babylonia was affecting a lot of other people's life and around the nation from the idolatrous worship and all that. Listen, that could happen in a day. Don't you see that happening in the world today, of the infectious things that's going on today? It's infecting other people's lives. How many sees that? And listen, this morning, church, and don't get me wrong about what I got to say. You can come see me at the church. Listen, it's not only infecting the lost people. It's infecting the Bible-believing Christians today. Of how it's infecting their life and how it's making them turn and look different. Listen, even a few weeks ago, one of the Christian bands I used to listen to a lot, he come out and said, hey, I'm not a believer in the gospel anymore. Listen, and this is a guy that sang not the wild off the chart worship songs. These were the worship songs that were biblical truths that you could look back in the Word and see. And now today he says, hey, I'm not a believer anymore. See, the things that's happening today is not only infiltrating the lost people today, it's infiltrating the people that are supposed to be rooted and grounded in God's truth. So, church, if it's not a point in time that we need to wise up, then we just need to close our Bibles and we need to go home and watch TV. Because in today's time, we got to be wise enough to say, listen, it's coming, and we're being infiltrated by a lot of things. We need to make sure we stay true to God's word. So we see this morning as we think about Babylon, we see that all these things, it was an enemy to God. Listen, the sin of the world today, we could say the same. It is an enemy to God, right? Listen, why do we get caught up into so many things today? Listen, guys, as a church body, listen, nobody in here is perfect, are they? But we come to meet with the perfect God today, didn't we? And then I pray that's your heart, that when you come in, you say, listen, I want to worship God because, listen, my life's not all together like I need it. I need to worship a God who had it all together where he can help me put my life together. It's kind of like yesterday. We went shopping and we went to a discount scratch and dent thing, and some of it said missing pieces on there. How many feel like they got some pieces missing? And there's nothing more aggravating than trying to put something together and there's missing pieces, right? God puts our lives together. And listen, guys, he can help us with those missing pieces. And we see this in Isaiah 21:9. It says this. It says, look, here he comes, a man on a chariot with a team of horses. He gives back the answer. Babylon is fallen. It's fallen. All images of its gods is shattered to the ground. I'll tell you this morning, church, Jesus is going to come back one day, and everything you see out there is going to be shattered. It's all going to happen one day. And listen, everybody says, oh, it's one day. Listen, I don't know that it might be before we get home today. I don't know that. It's going to happen one day. These things are going to happen, and we must be ready. We must be ready to face the things we wanted to be. Listen, church, we must be wise, and listen, stand on the Word of God. I'm not talking about this morning. I'm not talking about the word of just standing beside it, right? Or standing close to it. I'm talking about standing on the truth of God's word and being prepared to face what you're going to have to face in the world today. Listen, verses 9 and 11, we see this morning. Listen, it's time we could face some opposition. We could face some things in this life. But being ready with Christ is what we need to do. Listen, it says, as we walk down through verse number 9, it says this, a third angel followed and said in a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast in his image and receives its marks on his forehead, he says, in verse 10, it says, they too will drink of wine of God's fury. I don't know about you, but you get to that point right there. I don't know anybody in here who wants to sign up for God's fury. Anybody want to sign up for that? If I had a line this morning that says, okay, everybody wants to sign up for a little fury over here and everybody wants none over here, I would dare say and I would hope that most of you guys would come over here, right? Some people would be like me, you just kind of woke up from your slumber and be like, oh, he said, oh, this line over here, I want to be the first one in line, right? But you see these things here, he goes and he talks about that, about the fury of God. We talk about those things in verse 10 that we don't want to talk about sometimes, do we? We don't want to talk about people having to go through hard times. We don't want to talk about what the flip side is sometimes. Listen, there's a real side that everybody's going to have to face that don't know Jesus, and it's called hell, right? We don't want to talk about that a lot of times because, listen, we don't want people to get their own perception of who Jesus is. That's exactly who he is. He said the ones that don't have a relationship with me is going to have to face that other side. We see here today as we think about that, we think about what that means in our life. Listen, he goes on in that verse, and he didn't only say that, he goes on a little further, and he says, the God's fury, which has been poured out in full strength. Not just half strength, full strength. Let me ask you a question this morning. As you serve in the body of Christ, you do the things of what you're doing to Christ, how much strength are you putting in what you're doing? I want you to think about that. How much are you putting in your servant heart and you serving Christ? What kind of strength are you putting in that? Are you putting on everything you got? Or are you just doing enough to get by? I want you to think about that. That's not what this meaning here, but he's talking about the full strength of the fury. And he goes on and he says, which has been poured in the cup of its wrath. They will be tormented with burning and sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb. Verse 11, it says this, and it says, and all the smoke and the torment will rise forever and ever. It says, there will be no rest day or night for those who worship the beast and its image. He says, a torment, and he says, anyone who receives its mark in its name. Listen, guys, this is a time where it's called kinds of tribulation and what's going on in the people's lives. Listen, there's a lot of people outside the presence of Christ today are going through a lot in their life. There's a lot of people today are facing those visits and things that we have the peace of Christ that don't have that. Their life is going through a lot of things in this life. And listen, guys, this is the point in time where we get to where things are tough and it's difficult in a lot of ways in people's lives. Listen, there's a thing. We're going to stand before Christ. We'll look at that at the end. But let's just go to verse 12. There's a couple of things I want to show you this morning in this passage here today. This is kind of where I wanted to get to this morning. And listen, church, it's time for us to endure, not avoid. We've avoided things too long. And I know today's time we got these GPSs that if shows a crash up the road, what do you want to do? We want to avoid that, right? I'd rather go like 75 miles around than I had set in traffic. Who's with me, right? I'd rather just take off the road and go through parts I don't need. But listen, can I tell you that's how we've done in our Christian walk in a lot of ways. We've avoided some areas that God wanted us to walk through, maybe what he wanted us to do. Listen, that may not be you this morning. You say, oh, I've done it all. I've not avoided anything. Let me tell you something. Human nature wants us to avoid enduring anything in this life. Same thing as I said that line a while ago. If I said, hey, you're going to have a smooth trail over here, or you may have some bumps in the road and grow more over here, then you're going to think about which line to get into, ain't you? So we see this morning, verse 12, at the very first part of that verse, it says this, as we think about what it means to endure, it says, this calls for patience, right? How many has great patience in here? Oh, so many hands this morning, right? Everybody is so great patient people. We don't mind waiting and things. Listen, I've told you before, if you ever want to really wait long at a restaurant, go out to eat with me or my wife, and you'll get to test your patience. It happens every time. It doesn't matter where we go or how we go. It doesn't matter. I can go through a drive-through, and it can look like the express lane or like a pit stops at NASCAR till I get there, and then it looks like they don't have the parts to fix things. So you see in life the patience. And listen, I've often said, God, listen, how much patience do I need to learn? Anybody ever said that to God? I'm the only word one in the place, right? So you see the day we think about those patience. And he goes on and he says, this calls for patience, not only patience, but endurance. Let me tell you something. I am a very big sports guy. I love watching sports. But listen, you have to be in shape to play sports. Now, that's any sports you want to go to. You have to be in shape. You have to have that endurance to be able to run. You have to have that endurance to be able to do things. Can I tell you, as a Christian, then you're going to have to be in shape in the Bible to endure. You're going to have to know what this word says. You're going to have to fill your life with this word. You're going to have to be disciplined to be in shape of the word. Listen, where you can endure what's going to be ahead of your life or what you've already endured. How many would say this morning, I wouldn't have got through first without God and second without the endurance he'd give me through what I've already faced in this life? Ain't you glad his endurance doesn't run out? You got to be in shape for those things and to be able to do that. Listen, patience is hard to come by. Endurance is going to take some work. It's going to take some work. It's going to take some effort for us opening God's word and receiving those things. Listen, church, and being a church body that follows God is not always going to be easy, is it? But it's going to be what's right. Easy? It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be what's right. Listen, we're all going to face hard times, and this is what I want you to hear from my heart this morning. We're all going to face hard times. We're all going to face difficulties, but I want to do it together. Is that okay? We're going to face difficult things and it's going to come in our life, whether I'm pastor here or whatever happens down the road. But listen, church, if you'll do it together, it will help you out in a long, long ways. How many's thankful for friends that you can do things together? Those people that I can call on in the middle of the night, man, when things are not going good and I know they're going to pick up. How many has those friends? Now, you may talk with them for 5 minutes and they not know who you are, but, you know, guess what? They're still going to answer that phone, right? And the next morning, you call them and say, hey, man, I appreciate you talking with me. Like, hey, you call, right? Together. In a church that you can walk around and say, hey, brother, I need some help with this, and say, man, I got you. Together. the people outside the walls of our church today trust us to come up to and say, hey, Mr. Gary, I need some help, man. I need you to pray for me. Together. Listen, guys, togetherness is something that's rare these days. It is. Because most people are doing their own thing today. But guys, I hear in my heart this morning, I want to face things. I want to endure things together. If you're going through something, listen, I don't need all the details, but I want to go through it with you. Man, if you're on top of the mountain and you're giving high fives and God's blessing you, man, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of celebrating that. I want to endure these things together. Listen, and lastly is this. It's also in verse number 12. This is where I feel like we have to get to today. If we want to face the things, we want to be a church that's awakened. We want to be a church that's awake and ready to go to face the things today. We need to maintain our faith in Jesus. We need to make sure that we put our faith in Jesus, that we're totally in with Him, regardless. Listen. It doesn't matter where we go, God. I just want to go with You. How many has that attitude, right? He said, "Here I am. Send me." And we think about that today as we go into this, and it says in the last part of verse 12. It talks about patience and endurance in the first part. And he says, part of the people who keep His commands. Who commands? How easy is that, church? And he goes on and he says, keep His commands. And he goes on and we finish that out. He says, His commands, and remain faithful to who? Remain faithful to Jesus. Keep His commands and remain faithful to Jesus. And listen, we must do these things, maintaining our faith. Listen, don't get caught up in sin's trap. Sin's trap is everywhere we look at. Don't get caught up in that. Listen, church, even keep the faith in Jesus, even if it costs you something. And listen, this morning, as I was in my office earlier, I always jot some other notes down. I look at this during the week, and I look at it, and then this morning, I put this down. Listen, church, we need to avoid falling into sin's trap. But listen, what are you and I willing to give up to see the gospel go forward? What is things in our life that maybe we need to get rid of something for somebody to understand more about who Jesus is? Listen, I don't know what that is in your life, but I was thinking earlier, I was like, hey, that is something just kind of like a light bulb moment went off in my head. Like, listen, if we're going to be true followers of Christ, we may have to give up something. Nobody likes giving up anything, do we? I look at it like this. Little kids got one toy. How many people wants that toy if you've got a bunch of kids in one room? And the thing about it is, you could have four of the same toys, but it's what one of them has in their hand, right? And how many wants that? Every one of them, right? Screaming and everything like that. Oh, he took it. Listen, guys, you say, what do I say that? This is where I see. Man, I want people to see Jesus in my life. I want them to see the true God who's standing on the Word of God and just says, hey, man, God loves you. He changed my life. Man, that's what I believe is your heart too. I believe you just really want people to see who Jesus is. Hey, I'm just a guy or a lady from the South that God has used. He's changed. They've changed their life. And that we just give up who we was for who He is. It's not easy, but that's what He calls us to do. Guys, the sooner we get ourselves out of the way, the more He can use us. Just a couple things and I'm done here this morning. If we're going to remain faithful, we're going to have to follow God. Listen, some things I think in a church body that we need to do in 2021, you can write these down or you can think on them, whatever. Listen, first is this, church, we need to listen up. We need to listen for God's voice. We need to listen for that voice as we go forward to teachers and leaders that we do this. And listen, we need to wise up. We need to be about God's truth. We need to hold on to those truths of God. And listen, we need to face oppositions and don't turn the other way. We need to lock arms and go forward. We need to lock arms and strive forward together. And listen, another thing is this, church. We need to do things together. We must trust and be the faithful strength of God will help us through. Need to do them together. Listen to this. This is time for the church to be faithful to a God who's been so faithful to us. You may say, man, what's this today? Listen, I want to share this with you. All of us in here had a conversation with a guy this week, and we were talking, and he was talking about what all was going on today, and he said this. He said, it's just the Bible being fulfilled. And I said, I agree with you. I said, but we still have to serve in the midst of this. And he was talking, and he said, you know what? He said, everybody's going to have to give an account, ain't they? And I said, you're exactly right. Everybody's going to have to give an account. I said, not just some, all. Everybody's going to have to stand before God. And we're going to hear different things. And as a church, as I said earlier, as if we'll wake up and see the things going on around us, and we do things together, listen, we'll be found faithful at the end. Matthew 25:21 says this. He says, his master replied, well done. How many wants to hear those words? I want you to think about that. Think about today, if it's the day that I had to stand before God and I had to stand right before him, you know, well done. And he goes on, he says, good and faithful. Just think about it today, guys. If you stand before God and you hear those words, well done, that good and faithful, right? Faithful, then he didn't leave it there, servant. Guys, there's still some serving to be done. If you have air to breathe, then there's some serving still to be done. And he goes on and he says, you have been faithful with few things. I will put you in charge of many things. He says, come and share your master's happiness and let us together be found faithful as a church body. Let us together be found faithful. Listen, guys, I don't know what God's doing in your life. But listen, you may say me this morning, you may come up to me and say, man, I'm perfectly awake. That's great. But we need to wake up and we need to realize it's not over yet. We got to keep going and going till he comes back and gets his church. Amen? Let's pray together. Father, we live in a society today where lots of other different opinions about what's going on today. But Father, I pray for us here today that, Father, we stand on the truth of your word. Father, these three angels had three different things they said. And Father, we pray that as we go through our lives, Father, we face hard times. We face ups and downs. We face uncertainty. Father, we don't know what may be going to happen the next doctor's appointment. We don't know what's going to happen the next time we go to work or all the uncertain things that we face in this life. We know one thing is certain, that is you. And Father, we know in a lot of times, just like your disciples were praying, you told them, said, hey, you stay here, pray a while. I'm going to go full on ahead and pray. We know the disciples fell asleep, Lord, as you were asking them to pray, Father. And you come back and woke them up and found them sleeping, Father. So you awakened them and told them to pray because time was near and it was coming to that point in time. And Jesus, you went back and prayed and you come back and you found them asleep again. So, Father, I pray today, us, as a church and as believers in Jesus Christ, that Father, today, when we get into those points in time of our life where we're just kind of not sleep, but we kind of get in that slumber point in time of our life of saying, oh, well, you know, I love Jesus and I'm going to spend eternity with him. But, Father, we forget about the ones who don't have that relationship. So, Father, in our lives, Father, wake us up. Wake us up to the goodness that we love, that we enjoy, that we are so thankful for. And Father, in the middle of hard times, let us endure those together. Let us lock arms and find people that we can call and say, hey man, I'm having a terrible day and things are not going good. Could you pray with me? Man, things are not happening the way that I think they ought to. I want to pray, but I want to lock arms. I want to go forward together. Let's face the road ahead. Let's quit trying to get around things. Let's just kind of go through things that you want us to go through, Lord. Today, Father, speak to our hearts in this place this morning. Father, you're so faithful. And Father, we say thank you for that. So today, Lord, I don't know what's going on in the hearts of our people here today, Father, but I pray today, Lord, that we get wide awake and, Father, serve like we've never served before. Father, let people see you in our lives. Let us ask, let them ask questions about the God that has changed ours. Father, it's in your name we pray.